Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, today I want to bring you an audio. I want to talk about Philip Blair, Torch of Christ Ministries. Yeah, up to his usual sin, false ways, heresy, and deception. You know, let me just say this. As a full-time traveling street preacher who lives in our camper van with my wife and supports myself, do not take anyone's money, sold everything we own to go and do ministry work. We're out preaching Christ crucified in America, teaching online, discipling saints all over the world. Glory to God. It's all because of him, not because of us. We can do this. I really take offense to Philip Blair's money-grubbing false ways. Let's get right to it. He recently went on a video with his wife, and he's asking for more money beyond his normal salary. And he used the excuse they moved into another house, they have to decorate, and they don't even have a dresser. Hey, let's cover some facts. Philip, in 2019, got a salary of $72,000, plus all of his expenses and travel paid through the ministry. What's Philip doing with his money? And Philip does not work a job, by the way. We're going to talk about that. So his wife, Bea, is on the video with him, and she's all upset and emotional because he says she wants a baby, but she's crying because people thought she's pregnant, but she's not. I have a question. He's on the internet asking for more money because he can't buy a dresser or decorate his new home. Does he need fancy decorations that cost money he doesn't have, I would ask? Can he afford a wife and a new baby? Paul says, unless you can provide for your family, you're worse than an infidel. Doesn't sound like Philip can provide. Philip's got a lot of issues. Philip's interdenominational. He ignores sound doctrine. He preaches a false gospel often. He tickles people's ears. He compromises. He doesn't teach all truth. He's got a feminized wife. Now he wants to make more money. My testing of Philip, if you just Google Torch of Christ Ministries Exposed, look up the Don't Perish testing, it's all over Google. In this video, his wife, who we love Philip and Bea, she complains how hard life is. Oh, she's down in the southern humidity of Louisiana, and it's really hard on her curly hair. Wow, what trials of faith. There's people all over that are following Christ. They're being tortured, murdered, and killed for their faith. And Bea's got curly hair issues because of the humidity. You see my point. I'm just not all that concerned. She also is part of the problem with Philip. She's on the internet teaching. Paul says per 1 Corinthians 14, 2 Timothy 3, that's unbiblical, heretical. And she covers her head here and there as she likes to and wants to, while she wears makeup. Only pagans and harlots wore makeup in the Bible. Philip does not teach his wife biblically. They're on the internet asking for more money. She wants to have another baby, or a baby. Question, since Philip made this public, is Philip paying child support for his boys from his previous marriage? And is your money donations to Torch of Christ paying his child support? Because he doesn't work. You never hear much about his boys, do you? What's going on there? Can he afford to bring more children into the world? And if he's going to have more children, wonderful. Get a job, Philip. Go to McDonald's. Go to Home Depot. Get a job. Hey, why do I say get a job? Oh, he said they're going to be hanging around the next few months cooking and chilling out. He's got time to get a job. Paul worked. Apostle Paul worked as a tent maker, leather worker, to not be a burden. Why is Philip such a burden to people? You need to get a job, you money moocher. You need to repent of your shameless attempts and fleshly ways to get more money because of Bea's hair, and you need to decorate the house. How ridiculous. You're not showing yourself to be a true man of God by your doctrine, by your ways, by how you run your home, Philip. I'm calling you out in love. You need to repent. If you do, hey, we'll help you all we can. My testing already shows you all your sin and false ways and compromise. Lest you repent, you're going to perish, Philip, in your sin. The Bible says we must worship in spirit and truth. You are far from it. So that's my latest issue with Philip Blair, warning my neighbors about his heretical ways and sin. Don't fall for his wife's fleshly ways. Don't fall for his, oh, maybe you want to send me more money so I can buy a dresser. Get a job, Philip. Be a man of God. Preach the biblical gospel. Call people out of the world and out of their sin. Oh, before you can do that, you got to do that yourself. You got to stop your sackcloth and ashes stunts and dress your temple biblical, you and your wife. And you need to be preaching the biblical gospel consistently, calling people out of the world and out of false religion instead of uniting to all the false religion. Yeah. I see your clicks on YouTube have gone way down, Philip. I'm glad. I hope maybe my testings had something to do with it. I hope your ministry crashes, and I hope you repent and get your life in order with the Word of God, because we love you. We're here to help you if that's what happens. Preaching the truth, preaching Christ crucified, supporting ourselves, living simple and meager, not begging people on the internet for money. You shameful, wicked man, Philip. Repent. Hey, this has been Brother James. Till next time, check out don'tperish.com. Thousands of resources to disciple you and teach you in the things of God, not to beg you for money, all for free. And check out that testing of Philip Blair, Torch of Christ. Just Google Torch of Christ Exposed. Huge testing that shows you all of his sin. Hey, I got to go. Till next time, shoot me an email. Let me know I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.